In this bulletin, more local COVID-19 cases emerge in Sydney, tighter restrictions announced for New Year's Eve celebrations, and in sport, Australia's chief medical officer says he would not risk going to the SCG to watch a test match. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A new COVID cluster has been identified in Sydney's inner west. Health officials are calling it the Croydon cluster. Its source remains unknown and is under investigation. New South Wales recorded 18 new cases of community transmission. 9 of them are linked to the Avalon cluster on Sydney's northern beaches. The Croydon cluster involves 6 infections of community transmission, all members of an extended family. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chan says more new infections linked to the Croydon cluster are expected to be recorded in the coming days.
I'm expecting that there will be, because of the nature of the contact and the fact that we have identified that there were infectious people at a number of these events, and some of the events went for over an hour at these family gatherings, and the household nature of it. So I'm just expecting that we will see cases. It is to be expected.
3 locally acquired cases are also being investigated. 2 are from the Wollongong area and 1 from North Sydney. New South Wales Health has updated its alerts for venues recently visited by confirmed cases of COVID-19. People who attended St. Nectarios Greek Orthodox Church and Holy Cross Greek Orthodox Church in Wollongong on Sunday the 27th of December between 9 and 11 a.m. should get tested immediately. There are also alerts for venues in Burwood, Punchbowl, Greenacre, Shell Harbour and Fig Tree. For more information, go to newsouthwales.gov.au. And new restrictions have been announced for New Year's Eve celebrations, which will be enforced from midnight tonight and will be in place until further notice. Household gatherings in Greater Sydney are now linked to 5 people, reduced from 10. Outdoor gatherings are now limited to 30, reduced from 50. On the northern beaches, gatherings of 5 people will be permitted. Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns New Year's Eve is capable of becoming a COVID-19 super-spreading event, and that this is the time to be on high alert.
We're always pleased that we can host COVID-safe plans in this environment, but it doesn't stop any of us being on high alert about all of our movements, about all of our activity. We're expecting the numbers to bounce around a bit, and what gives us cause for concern is when there's an unlinked cluster or set of cases. Outside of those special days, we know that families do tend to get together in multiple household configurations. We're asking for that not to occur. We're asking people to really think about their movements.
And there are 19 COVID-19 patients in hospitals across Australia, and none of those people are in intensive care unit. Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says Australia's current pandemic situation is significantly different to what's taking place internationally, but new infections in New South Wales are concerning.
This is a very different situation to many other countries. The intensive care units in California, for example, are completely full of and very much overwhelmed by the COVID situation. In the UK, in the last 24 hours, 51,000 new cases and many people who have unfortunately passed away and many in hospital. But those extra cases, particularly those ones that are outside of the Northern Beaches area, are a concern.
Year 12 students in Victoria have received their results after completing their final year of school during a global pandemic. 38 students received the top score of 99.95, with the overall average being 68, which was slightly down on last year's average ranking. Luca Armstrong-Walls topped his grade as Ducks of Kew High School. He says being busy, focused on his studies, meant the pandemic didn't cause him too much grief.
It's been a rough year for everyone, obviously, but I think I found it good having something to focus on while, like, I know a lot of people have lost their jobs and had, like, really hard years. I think I found it good to have kind of something to focus on and put a lot of effort into, which was good. It was fine for me, I think.
to sport, and Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says he would not take his family to watch the New Year's Test match at the Sydney Cricket Ground on the 7th of January.
I'll admit I'm a cricket tragic. I've been to many Sydney Test matches. I know that there are very good COVID-safe plans that have been reinforced with New South Wales Health, the SCG, I'm sure, as well as Cricket Australia. But I would just reiterate with my family, I wouldn't be taking them to this particular cricket because of their vulnerability. And so there is a risk. It needs to be outweighed with the benefits, of course.
At 50% capacity, the SCG will host the third test match of the Border Gavaskar series between Australia and India. New South Wales Shadow Health Minister Ryan Park has criticised the decision to impose New Year's crowd restrictions while the third test match can go ahead with the crowd.
We're increasing the restrictions around New Year's Eve. It seems funny that just a couple of days later, we are allowing 15,000 people to gather at the cricket ground, coming from all parts of Sydney and possibly all parts of New South Wales. That doesn't make sense.
New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the event has a strong COVID-safe plan. Let's see what the weather's like for you tomorrow. 35 degrees in Perth and sunny. Sunny also for Adelaide and 29. A bit of cloud about in Melbourne, 22. A shower or two in Hobart, 17. Cloudy for Canberra, 26. A couple of showers about in Wollongong, 22. Much the same, 25 for Sydney. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 26. A shower or two about in Brisbane, 28 for you. Much the same for Cairns, where it'll be 32 degrees. And it'll also be 32 degrees in Darwin tomorrow with a possible storm and a couple of showers. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And don't forget, for special features and more analysis of what's happening in the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.